You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, all about real estate edition, shining a light on the movers and shakers in the real estate industry, the home builders, developers, realtors, and suppliers making it all happen. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the About Real Estate Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. We've had this organization on our show several times over these years, but we're really excited to continue celebrating our 6-year anniversary of the show. What a great 6-year run it has been.
It sure has. 6 years of, I mean, you think of how many guests we've interviewed in 6 years. It's been a lot of fun.
It has been a lot of fun. And our next guest, they have been on a bunch of those shows, and they do amazing work in this and greater Atlanta. So it's good to have him back. Let's say hello to our return guest. Say hello to Dusty Talbert. He's a marketing manager with Smith Douglas Homes. We're also joined by Jim Bellinger, the Atlanta Division President of Smith Douglas Homes. Jim, Dusty, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having us.
The pleasure is ours. Gentlemen, I appreciate you making time to join us. I know you're awfully busy. You got a lot going on right now, so grateful for you to swing by. Jim, I'll ask you this. Our audience is obviously familiar with the work of Smith Douglas Homes, but just in case, take a quick minute and tell us a bit about your mission and purpose.
Yes. Well, the company started in 2008. The mission and purpose was to build affordable homes, starting in the Atlanta area. Value is very important to us, and being able to build an affordable home is a little bit of a challenge these days, but our average home price is still around $232,000, which is very affordable in the Atlanta market. Our first year in business, we closed 28 homes, and since then, we've grown to 5 divisions, including Nashville, Birmingham, Raleigh, and Charlotte, as well as Atlanta. And this year, we're expecting to close somewhere in the neighborhood of 1,100 homes.
Wow.
And between the years 2012 and 2014, we were only operating in the Atlanta division that time, but we actually grew the business from about 102 closings in 12 to 472 in 2014. So during those 2 years, we were the fastest growing home builder in America, and we're currently the fourth largest builder in the Atlanta market and the largest private builder in the Atlanta market. So we're really proud of what we've been able to accomplish. And this year in Atlanta, we're expecting to close in excess of about 775 homes. So a lot of hardworking people getting it done. And I think we counted up the other day how many jurisdictions we've been building in this year. And between cities and counties, I think we counted about 25 or 26. So
wow.
Keeps people busy.
Yes, it does.
Product type, we're really somewhere in the neighborhood of 40% first-time buyer, 30% second-time buyer, and then 30% downsizers. So we appeal to a lot of different buyer types and believe that we build a quality product for the money.
So tell us a little bit about where in the metro area you're building and what kinds of projects they are.
Well, right now we build, as I mentioned, 25, 26 jurisdictions. It's a pretty big geographic area. So we're as far south as Griffin on the south side of town, Covington on the east side of town, and Noonan on the west side of town. And we just opened up a new community in Adairsville, which is North Bartow County. Mm-hmm. So we keep going farther north and east and west and south in all directions. And primarily that's because of the price of land and development right now to try to secure that affordable price point. We find that sometimes we have to go a little bit farther out. So the philosophy of drive until you can afford it is probably still in play a little bit just because of what it takes to produce a home these days.
No doubt about it. Well, that's an impressive footprint. Dusty, any communities in particular you want to showcase or highlight or any cool stories you want to share?
If I can be selfish and throw in about three, I'm going to go for that.
Please do.
So we've got two actually in the highly sought after area of Sugar Hill. One is Gates at Lanier. It's in the mid threes, some of our larger products, slab and basement homes. So in that submarket, very well priced, very affordable. And then just a couple miles up the road, still in Sugar Hill, we have one called Sycamore Creek. That is more ranches and master down product, a little bit smaller, a little tighter, mid twos. So both in the what high school district is that in, Jim?
It's North Gwinnett.
North Gwinnett, right. So a very good high school district as well. So we expect both of those to perform very well for us. And in addition to that, we have one in Gainesville, but still on the Forsyth County side, McKinley Crossing. That's in the mid-200s, both ranch and two-story products, right by Lake Lanier, right by the North Georgia Premium Outlets. So location is very key for that one as well.
No, no doubt about it. That's a winner there. All right, Dusty, Jim, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
Hey there, this is Ty Pennington. And right now, I'm walking through the construction of a home that will soon be one of the most energy efficient you can buy. And I know this because it's being built as a Right Choice home from Jackson EMC. That means it's planned, analyzed, and inspected throughout the building process to guarantee that it's energy efficient and built right where it matters most. Energy efficient homes guaranteed, only from Jackson EMC. Visit jacksonemc.com.
All right, we're back with Dusty Talbert and Jim Bellinger with Smith Douglas Homes.
So, Jim, you all mentioned you're building in several cities outside of Atlanta. Has this allowed you to bring new, different product to those markets, or even, I guess, to kind of innovate your product here in Atlanta?
You know, when we decided to go outside the Atlanta market, we said that we would only build in areas where we thought we could replicate what we do in Atlanta, so we could kind of stay in the same alley as where we are here. So we've had opportunities to be able to prototype some new product in some of the other markets and then bring it to Atlanta. But we've decided to try to stay as close to what we do as in Atlanta as possible. And of course, our support, which is architecture and estimating and accounting and so forth, is out of Atlanta. So a lot of what starts with the company starts in Atlanta and then moves to the other markets. But there's been a few exceptions to that.
Dusty, as we mentioned at the very, very top of the show, this is our sixth anniversary. And so over these years, it's been fun to see trends come and go. What seems to be, we've talked about an awful lot the last year or so, is walkability, which is a very, very hot desire for people in their new homes. What's Smith Douglas doing about that?
Well, for walkability, we want to make sure that we're near some highly desirable things such as grocery stores, good school districts, things like that. And in the nature of most of the communities we build in do have sidewalks, walking trails. In some cases, we have some that back up to the Silver Comet Trail. So some nice recreational activities that people can easily walk to, or you know, nearby amenities they can get to pretty quickly are a big key for us.
What other trends are you seeing in terms of, you know, neighborhood or neighborhood design or even homes?
Now, outdoor living space is very popular, so covered porches, screen porches, sunrooms, so forth. And some of the other trends we've seen recently that's been kind of enticing to us is doggy showers, which are showers that are located in the laundry room of the home. And then as opposed to crates and some of the other things that people have to put their dogs in, they've created doggy houses which sit in the area under the stairway.
And
sometimes you'll see, you know, a little Dutch door there where the dog can stick his head through or whatever. And on the other end, they'll have some water and food that, and kind of a bed area. So it's a really good use of space that usually isn't utilized in the home building business.
It's kind of a nice, it's like a doggy playpen, you know, kind of a crate, but with more room.
Yeah, it's a nice niche. I mean, people, you know, dogs are the part of the family.
Absolutely.
In a lot of cases.
We've been talking about that a lot today.
We have been. I mean, it's just, I mean, it's, you know, I sit there. The other advantage of doing the show for so long now is it's been fun to kind of see how the industry has evolved. And I keep thinking, all right, they've done it. There's nothing else cool that this industry can do. And then all of a sudden, you guys innovate, do something else. I mean, I can't believe it's 2017 and we haven't had doggy showers built into, I mean, brilliant.
You would think that would have come up several years ago, but they all seem so natural.
Yeah. Right.
But for whatever reason, haven't been done yet.
It's kind of funny. I guess all the dog parks came first. So,
exactly. That's right.
Moving it into the house now, I'm going to put the doggy shower in.
All right. So, Jim, as we're conversing here, it's November of 2017. We're wrapping up this year. Any incentives that we should be aware of?
Yeah, I think most home builders are very interested in any kind of spec home inventory that they have that can close by the end of the year to try to, you know, get that closed and out the door so they can prepare for the next year. So we're offering a $10,000 incentive any way you want it right now for all homes that can close by December 30th. So it's one incentive we're offering. And Dusty, maybe you could go into some of the other.
Yeah, we have some broker bonuses on top of that for some of those homes. So we want to make sure that we get those off the books, get those closed. And it's really a big push to get people into a new home before the holiday season kicks off.
Mm-hmm. Well, 10,000 any way you want it gets my attention.
Yeah. Well, you know, and thinking about any way you want it, you know, one of the trends that is just big in marketing right now is any way they want it, being where the buyer wants to be, which has kind of been the whole evolution of social media. You know, it's not enough anymore just to have a website and just to be there and be present, but you got to be where your buyer expects you to be. And I know that's something that you've looked at a lot, Dusty. You want to kind of give us some update on social?
Social media has been around for a while and it's just evolved so much over the past 5 to 10 years, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, Facebook's gone from just social media site to more of a, people get their news from that. They can search for homes or whatever else. And they have a whole new ad platform that allows us to target certain buyers with our product.
Right.
So I think over the next several years, one of the big pushes in general is going to be video content. People are going to be digesting a lot of information through video. So we're starting to try to figure out how do we focus on things like that.
Right.
There's lots of things. We have a builder story video we have right now that's had a lot of success. We're doing some video walkthroughs so we can kind of show beyond, you know, seeing a still image or a static floor plan. People have a hard time visualizing what that is going to be.
Right.
So let's do some video walkthroughs, get those out on all the, you know, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, everywhere we can, and just continue to push video content as much as possible.
Well, I think video is going to continue to be very, very hot and one of the most important trends we're going to see in marketing, much less just social media. Mm-hmm. If you follow any home buyer study done, and the one specific to Atlanta market done by ViaSearch earlier this year shows that buyers expect to find video, you know, everywhere. They expect it on your website. They expect it on your social. And if you look at, I follow Facebook, it's called Facebook IQ Lab. And Facebook talks about how we're changing. We're kind of going back to communicating like the cavemen did. You know, people don't write. They don't text. They send emojis. They send photos. They're going to start, you know, there's a whole theory that by 2020 or 2025, I'm not going to email you. I'm going to record something on my phone and send you the video. So you're going to just watch what I have to say. Yeah. And then you'll respond by video. So it's something that I think our industry really needs to keep its eye on, keep a pulse on, because typically marketing and big business changes so much faster than the home building industry. And I think that we have a challenge in the next 5 years to really work to keep up. You know, then the other big trend I see in video is where you explain it the best, is not just being where they want to consume your message, but providing the message in a way they want to consume it. And I can give you an example. So maybe Todd is on the subway train and he's listening to your video, but he's just listening to it because he wants to pay attention to what's going on around him. Or maybe, you know, Mandy's driving in her car and she's listening to it because she can't watch it. But maybe I'm sitting in my office at my desk and I don't want to listen to it because I don't want the whole office to hear it. So I'm just going to read the subcaptions.
Right.
Or I'm going to read the text below. So I think the whole thought process is not only do you have to give them this content that they can consume, but you have to give it to them in a way that they can consume it no matter where they are.
Exactly.
And you start thinking in that kind of multi-layer approach and it just... A, it's cool, but B, I think for a lot of builders, it's going to be really daunting because it's really thinking outside of the box and outside of the comfort zone of Gen X and the boomers, which tend to be who owns the building companies. So
exactly,
it's going to be an interesting next 5 to 10 years, I think.
Yeah, you've got to give the buyers what they want.
Absolutely.
Right? You know, the millennials right now are a big part of that buyer pool and they do so much more research today before they ever step foot in a community.
Oh, yeah.
So you've got to get the content out there too, though.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
we keep talking about how this is going to be the year for millennials, and the next year will be, this is really going to be the year. So you got to be on top of it with them because they are, at one point, they are going to be the buyers.
Definitely.
So, all right. Well, gentlemen, unfortunately, we're about out of time. Dusty, I'll ask you for this. Should anyone have questions on anything we talked about today, including all these great communities and all these great locations, where do they go?
Some of the best places, obviously, are social media. We're on all the social channels, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, all those, YouTube as well. And of course, the best place beyond that would be smithdouglas.com.
All right. Dusty Talbert, Marketing Manager, and Jim Bellinger, Atlanta Division President with Smith Douglas Homes. Gentlemen, it was great to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that wraps this week's About Real Estate Edition. Again, on behalf of today's guests, Dusty Talbert and Jim Bellinger, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schnick. Signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in, and we look forward to seeing you next week.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting AtlantaRealEstateForum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.